We'll show back on the record and live feed again now, after a brief recess. The next item on the agenda is the proposed bylaws. We tabled this to give everyone an opportunity to read the bylaws and to study them to see what they wanted to do. At this time, if there's a motion to move forward, I'll accept that.
I make a motion to move forward with bylaws.
Councilwoman Foreman makes the motion. Councilwoman Gray seconds. Discussion?
Question?
Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. Has the AG been able to review these?
No, the AG doesn't review our bylaws. That would be within our own authority to set our bylaws.
Respectfully, I feel a very large concern if they find anything in here that goes against the nation. And just a quick, sure check would be to ask them, do they see anything that goes against what their laws say across the board and the Constitution?
We
could walk straight into a letter from the AG that we acted outside our duty as sworn officials. That's my biggest concern.
We have shared with our attorney, I'll ask him during discussion, have you had any reason to believe that anything in the bylaws is contrary to the Constitution?
No, they're consistent with my understanding of the Constitution and the laws of the nation.
So you?
I've reviewed the laws. I've reviewed these on a number of occasions. So I didn't see any issues relating to the rule, the laws, or the rules or the bylaws. They're consistent. I don't think you're going to wind up smacking into anything that's outside your authority.
Okay. So you're saying you've ensured all the laws that's been passed by the Osage Nation Congress, you've reviewed those and you're saying that these do not conflict anywhere?
I went through, right, the agency rules, right, there's a whole section on that, then there's a section on open meetings, I covered that, and then there's a section on open records, I covered that, and the Constitution, all the various rules and regs. This isn't the only agency I've ever advised on that, so I have reviewed that. So they're
what is your reservation, if you don't mind, for me? My desire is to say, can the AG take a peek at this?
I have no reservations. I was just asked whether, in my opinion, they complied or not.
You said you have no reservations. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Yates.
I had a question on the page 4, elections, nominating conventions and petitions. But after reading through it, I kind of figured out that that's where we get our petitions and have them signed. I was wondering about the conventions, because that was the fix by the Third Men's Council to get rid of Galen, and that was to have call a convention and throw us out. So anyway, but no, I realize now that that's the process that we used as vice election.
Those were taken straight out of the election rules.
Right.
Just copied it verbatim. Yep. Councilman Rebar.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious who authored or drafted our bylaws.
I did.
Thank you.
Councilman Redcorn.
As a clarity for Osage Mineral Council 3, we never passed any bylaws to have a convention or anything. We were all, my recollection, we stood firm on what the law and the Constitution stand. And that there is a need to develop bylaws, but there was never passage of bylaws to my understanding. It might have happened in second. And then I think, wasn't that just Councilman Yates? You said there was bylaws that were passed in second?
I don't remember any in second. There may have been, but you referencing what I just spoke of?
No, I'll pull that one back. But I did say last week, I thought you said there were error, and there are bylaws that have been passed by the Mineral Council.
No, we were, when we came in, and I apologize to the new council members, when we came in, Second Mineral Council, the superintendent of the BIA came in and gave us all our information. There was a transition period where they gave us policies and procedures and asked bylaws and explained what the plugging committee was about and how it worked. So Unlike the Port Minerals Council, you know, you had no direction. So, but that's what I was speaking of.
Councilwoman Foreman?
I was going to answer, thank you, gentlemen. I was going to answer for this question because we had just talked about the fact that you came up with, a shareholder came up with, and I don't know if it was called bylaws or rules and procedures of conduct or what, from the first minute that was passed around, but I don't think that's what you want.
I guess that would be. That would be what I'm talking about.
Oh.
The mineral council passed bylaws before. Second, I want to ensure we don't violate the constitution or law set by the mayor. That's my big concern. I'm probably prepared to vote no in the past, at least until that review happens.
Councilwoman.
The second thing is, if there's any standing laws, are any of these redundant or in violation of standing law, I'd like to know that. So that's another reason I'm prepared to vote on passage on these.
Councilman Rebar?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think my question's been answered because I remember that Susan, Councilwoman Foreman, had circulated something provided by Ray McLean, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
that was similar to our bylaws. And we're just wondering if that was taken into consideration. Was that something that was voted on and put in place? That we need to remove that in order to install this? Is that the...
Okay. Councilman Waller?
We were taking AG court over that exact document, and what got us in trouble was that it still has polling in it, so it cannot be used, because once we came in and changed that by resolution, the assistant chief demanded that we're not allowed to use a polling method. I was going to ask Lacey, is that I don't believe there's any other changes we had other than taking the original documents we had. So, and we were already using the nation constitution element in those. And then the bylaws of whether this is actually just a package where they're all together.
Councilwoman Gregor?
They had some issues with, after reading those, that document that he sent over, because it also gives the opportunity for the chief and the assistant chief to call a meeting and gather us at any time. And I think that he said that was a lawsuit. So I don't know procedurally that we need to do away with that and then reinstate these. I really appreciate the expertise that we have with our new legal counsel, who also represents other parts of the nation, very familiar with it all. He's new to us, but he's not new to Osage. He's worked hand in hand with the Gaming Commission, with the Osage Nation, very familiar with Congress and Office of the Chiefs, and also with our AG. And I think he would know if he split if there was something wrong. But I'm at a point where, in order for us, we've got some really great momentum back. If I thought that there was anything in conflict with here, I'd be the first one to raise my hand on it. If we keep putting stuff off, we're never going to move forward. And we want to get moving forward to a place where we're able to increase our these quarterly checks, do business, like get to the business that Councilman Redcorn has always said, let's get on these leases, let's do this. This is procedurally something that should just be a no-brainer. Let's approve it and move on, and then it's behind us. And the good thing about any procedures, it can always be amended.
9.1.
Yeah, at any time. It's not law. It's like rules and regulations. They always can be revisited and amended. I said we approve them, and then we can still send them over. She comes back and says, I have a little problem with may or shall. Then we come back and we fix it. It's not a big issue. I think that's all I had.
Okay, I had Councilman Redcorn and Councilman Foreman.
Thank you, Chair. I like when we moved previously, there's a lot of filling out the nation and non-nation and or shareholders and nation. And we talked about that quite a bit. And the way we kind of moved forward was we don't visit those areas unless we just have to. But what brings us together under the nation or under the Constitution, we tackle those things. So I just want to make sure that the Constitution is there, as Mr. Waller is stating, it is there and it's there for, and it has these elements in there. We want to make sure that, you know, I for one feel like this real estate belongs to the shareholders. I'm going to die that way. I just feel like, you know, I got to protect it. We are under the nation, I understand that, but still, so if we don't take a slow walk to ensure that we're not crossing any lines with the things that we pass, I think we might put ourselves in, you know, a little bit of jeopardy. That's one thing I'm proud of, is that in three, I hear a lot, oh, in three, we got nothing done. Well, I'll tell you what, in my view, in three, we're standing even stronger as a trust asset. And we got the United States recognizing us in federal court that we are a standing native entity protected by a trust asset. And they can't touch it. And that's with our efforts and these laws. And so I know I hear a lot of, well, third this and third that. But one thing we did do is we ensured that our attorneys worked hard to ensure that the shareholders still maintain their trust. Now, you might disagree with it, and that's fine. Let's have a conversation. But I'd like to move slowly. This thing is a huge mammoth trust. And I just don't want to flippantly pass a law or just quickly because we've got to get things done. Let's take a good look at it. Let's bring in our attorneys. If this is our attorney, fine. You know, I want to make sure that we're not crossing that line. That's one thing I'm proud of. In our third minerals, is we were able to not touch those issues, but still go and fight against the nails, still go and fight against the regulations that I so vehemently think was detrimental to us. Now we're able to negotiate a marginal lease and drop the royalties. We wouldn't have been able to do that if we lost that lawsuit. You were in that. You were a witness. I applaud you for that. That's a hard fought battle. Let's take that going forward, and let's ensure that, you know, federally, this trust is intact. Thank you, Chair.
Councilwoman Foreman.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I have read your bylaws more than once. I saw nothing in there that threatened our trust. I saw a lot in there that incorporated those association laws. So, and I pretend to agree, although I'm not legal, with our counselor who just said he saw the problem with it. And I also have confirmation from our chairman that we can add or take out anything we want to later. Based upon my experience in seeing our mineral estate losing 6,000 barrels of oil production a day under the last couple of negotiations with those councils. It doesn't matter. You know, we don't have a trust if we don't have any oil, we're not drilling wells. We have, and part of the problem was things could not get done because nobody agreed, and we had personalities involved, and all kinds of stuff going on that kept us from taking care of this as a hand. That's why we need bylaws. That's why, well, that's why we need rules and procedures. And I, for one, very happy to vote for something like this, get it off the table so we can get down to the real work of developing our mineral estate. And then as time goes by, we can amend this and fix it if we come across something that doesn't work for us. That's all I have
to say. I think Councilwoman Gray had her hand up.
Yes, call for the question.
Had a call for the question. Let's do a roll call vote. Sorry, call for the question.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn? Councilman Redigal?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Bylaws are adopted. The next we have are the proposed rules. And just to save a little effort, Mr. Burtman has reviewed those as well. I'll ask him up top, do you have any reason to believe that they're in conflict in any way with the laws of the nation?
No.
So I'd entertain a motion on the rules.
Approved.
Motion from Councilman Waller.
I'll second.
Second from Councilman Rebar. Any discussion?
Question.
Councilman Waller?
Question.
It's called for the question. Do a roll call vote on adoption of the proposed rules.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corbin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the remodel. Let me ask you before we get to that, Councilwoman Gray. Councilwoman Foreman brought up an issue just a minute ago about whether in fact we needed to say that these bylaws and these rules, I know with the rules it doesn't, but with these bylaws, whether we needed to clarify that they replace previous bylaws. Oh, Councilwoman Gray brought that up.
Yeah.
And I'll ask Council, do we need to take action to clarify that these rules, these bylaws will supersede?
Well, I would do a motion that these amend and restate the previous bylaws so that they're clear that these resolve, that they're not two bylaws that you passed.
Okay, so do we have a motion to state that the bylaws amend and restate any previous bylaws? Councilman Yates, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman. Any discussion? Hearing none. Let's do roll call on it as well.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Reddingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Thank you, motion, Foreman.
That these bylaws
amend or supersede any previous bylaws?
I vote yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes. There we go. I think we've clarified everything. Now, Councilwoman Gray, you have an issue for remodel up, and I just ask you to keep it super brief. We have 6 minutes till we're supposed to be on the phone call.
I will try to make it even quicker than that. I'd really like for you to just look at what I handed it out earlier. Yes. This is from Chad Renfro. He has also done remodel throughout with the chief's office and some others to travel member or shareholder. And asked him to just come over to look at how we can maximize. We found out through the budget that there was $50,000 for remodel for some of the mitigation that had happened from the mold. So, I'm really going to ask that we wait until next month. We have a month to earmark and allocate these funds, number one. One thing we did, we were looking at keeping that as a conference room, redoing it, updating it, the lighting's real bad. I mean, there's a lot that need work. But since we're going to be putting files in there, this budget reflects doing that. So I'm going to ask that we move this to next month, and I would really like for him to come and do a presentation. So if you, I'm requesting that this be moved to either if we have a
motion table.
Motion to table. Motion to table this matter to our next meeting, made by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilman Waller. Any discussion?
Just one item.
Sir.
Before we even start on it, you got to have that waiver that we don't have the mold problem.
And he is aware of that, so that was kind of, we're trying to get all the wheels going at once, so that's why I was asking that, that Mr. Lynn had initiated, those other things before we have, because we don't want that money to come out of the Army model budget, so.
Very well. Any further discussion?
No.
Councilwoman Foreman? Okay. All in favor of tabling this to our next meeting, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It will be tabled. Ask, remind us to set it on our next agenda, for next month's Friday meeting. This brings us to the executive portion of our meeting, and I know there's not a lot of folks who are in here, but we're hoping that executive doesn't take very long, so if you'd like to sort of hang out for a few minutes, I don't think that we're going to take very long before we come back on the record. We do have a phone call with our attorney, and then we'll come back on the record. For those who maybe left after the first meeting last week, after executive, I come out and do a summary of, you know, what was on the agenda. There was no action taken. There was simply discussion or what have you, or we take the vote. So just for clarification, for those who are listening online as well as those who are present, we will come out and do a summary of what we did. If it was just simply discussion, we'll tell you we discussed it. So no action will take place unless it's taken on the record. Do I have a motion to enter into executive?
So moved.
Moved by Councilman Red Eagle, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We're in executive.
And are we going to the telephone and call by here?
I thought we would, can we all fit in there?